Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you tonight live on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. We're glad to have you aboard. We've got part four of the Ages of Time. Tonight we're going to conclude with the message of the age termination. The termination of the ages. Now, we've talked about the past age. We've talked about the present age, the times that we live in. And we're going to talk about the future age. But between that, we're going to talk about the termination of the age of the present before the age of the future. Now, that's the sad part. We got to give you the bad news that the time of the end is near. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, when the Bible said, even so come a Messiah and save us, deliver us from these satanic war that has been inflicted upon the righteous. Well, that's for the righteous. The righteous are going to laugh at the termination, and the wicked are going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them from the presence, the face, the reality, the presence of the present age coming to an end, terminating with the final trump when the angel Michael, the war angel. Now, why not Gabriel, the messenger angel? Because there's no more message to be given. We've preached to you, we've piped to you, but you haven't danced. We've given you the laws and the commandments, but you haven't kept them. This evil end time, termination generation, we're living in it now, folks. It's now. It's not tomorrow, because tomorrow don't come. It can't go back to the past and blame it on that age. It's this age that the Father will require something from you that will give you the purpose and the direction of eternity. Now, those who have done good, well and good, for them there is a promise of eternal life. To them that have done evil, and we're going to talk about the forces of good and evil, because from the very beginning, the inception of the age, when time began, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be an age where time will have no presence. There is no time. Thinking outside of the timeline, our Heavenly Father then has orchestrated the ages of time. Ages past, that's required. Ages present, that's demanded. Future age is a question. And it will be determined at the end of Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory. All the earth is going to mourn, and the earth is going to weep, and they're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains of that age to fall upon them and hide them from the presence. The time of His appearing is near. The wicked are going to flee. The wicked are going to cry. The wicked are going to mourn. They're going to weep. But the righteous will rejoice in that hour. For they shall hear the trump, the sounding of the great horn of the shofar that we play on the Shepherd's Call Identity Message, coming to you live tonight on WWCR around the world on the 18th day of June in the year 206. Well, are we in a countdown age, brother? Buddy, are we in the termination age? We most certainly are, because of the signs of the end. They're very ominous. They're creeping up on us unaware. Did you know the Bible says that this society will give an account for every idle word that they speak, especially against the righteous? All the hard sentences, all the inflicted pain by the satanic worshipers of Satan. Now, that's from the tree of good and from the tree of evil. You see, you've got to make a choice in the age while it is still light, before darkness comes, before the far falls, before judgment begins. You must bring judgment right down to where you live. You must decide who you're going to serve. You can't serve two masters. You can't love the world and love Yahweh. You cannot love the things of the world, money, the love of money, the being the root of all evil, and love Yahweh. Yahweh has chosen the poor, many of them rich in faith, to bring down the stronghold of the seed that I'm going to talk about. Now, the whole Bible is the record of an age long war between our God, Yahweh, and the rebel Satan and his angels. Both of these gods, Satan and Yahweh. Satan is the god of this world. Yahweh is the supreme ruler of the universe. The rebellion by Satan and his angels provoked a separation, as it is in light and darkness. You can't serve two masters, as I've already indicated. So this age is a termination age to decide what side you're on. And today's the day of salvation, or today is the age of joining the rebellion. Now, let me show you the end time, climactic, end time, termination, generation signs that the Father gave us in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, when he said that many would run to and fro in the last days. Well, just look, if you had a bird's eye view of the earth right now, and the major arteries of the interstates, and the road systems, and the highways, and the airwaves, where planes with fantastic speeds are flying, hurling bodies packed like sardines into a tin can, if you will, hurling them through time and space. Actually, in some cases, even outrunning the time zones. In other words, you can leave a certain area and get to another area before you even left one area in time zone transition. Well, the marvels of transportation. People running to and fro in a stressful society where people are seeking rest by trying to go and find it in some retreat, in some hot spring, in some mineral bath, some massage parlor, or some entertainment stadium where their favorite team is being cheered on by the unsuspecting, foolish, simple-minded, end-time, generation, termination, separation from the light, because they love darkness. Make sure that you're not eating and drinking and running around and being merry with the end-time generation of fools. Now, what do I mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Because the Bible says that whosoever calls his brother a fool is in danger of hellfire. Well, what does that mean? That's a brother. We're talking about the fools, for Christ said, thou fool, thou fool, thou fool, thou fool. Who is he talking about? We're talking about those who were capable of receiving, yet erred from their steadfastness and their way, and turned aside into vain jangling, such as Jamrees and the crowd that Moses rebuked, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them for their rebellion. The same rebellion started in the first age, and I done told you about that. Now, from that tree, from the serpent's tree, remember there's one thing for certain about the times that change. You can be certain of one thing. Nothing remains the same. Now, you've either got to take on you a challenge to serve Yahweh and fear Him and keep His commandments and prepare for the things that are coming. Most people are unaware, and like they was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, let me examine for you the second point of the age termination revelation that I'm going to give you when the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. Now, what were they doing? They were building. Ladies and gentlemen, unprecedented. The earth is literally being ripped up and covered with asphalt and concrete and steel. Our natural habitat is being destroyed. Our rainforest has been cut down in the name of progress. Our skies are being filled with pollutants, whether designed to destroy the unsuspecting, or whether it's for the age of technology where smokestacks in most nations, including the great nation that we live in, are belching out blood and smoke and pollution as we pollute the atmosphere that we breathe, the very air. Our institutions mentally are filled with people that can't take the pressure, and that they have lost their mind. Alzheimer's is being increased because that we consume most of our edibles out of cans of lead and tin and aluminum, which is poisonous metals, where we eat foods that are in abundance, and yet they have no quality, only quality, or quantity, rather than quality. They trade that off for quantity, and they sacrifice quality at your expense. When you eat these things, you're eating the foods that have been genetically modified, mixed with other sources, for the purpose of inducing profit to those who are in charge of attending and tilling the earth. Is the earth resting? No. Are we observing God's laws? No. So whose kingdom do you suppose that we're in? Are we in God's eternal kingdom? Are we loving God and keeping His commandments? Are we observing the dietary laws? No. We eat polluted foods. We purposely destroy our temples. And the Bible says, he that destroyeth the temple, God will destroy. We're filling our bodies with synthetic materials out of poisonous plants that are planted purposely. We fill our temples with cigarette smoke and nicotine. Poisonous. Did you know that just one drop of nicotine in its raw, undiluted form would kill you, will kill an elephant? Ladies and gentlemen, we are ingesting poisons by the tons and by the metric tonnage, and we increase our sins until they have reached high into heaven, just as it was in the days of Noah when they were running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. They were marrying these transsexuals, these cross-dressers, these gays and lesbians. We're permitting these adulterous marriages between different races. We're encouraging hybrids, nothing original. We're trying to get away from the original. Even in the bloodlines, we prefer those who are not original. No longer is black on black. It is black on white, and white on yellow, and yellow on black, and so on and so forth. And so then we have brought a mixture of racial incest into our bloodlines, and the Father is not pleased because He said when He made everything, it is good, kind after kind. And as it was in the days of Noah, these things were happening to that end time terminal generation. And Christ said in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the fearful introduction of the termination end time generation age that the Father has anointed me to preach over 40 years ago with this clear, distinct revelation after much prayer. After much fasting, the Heavenly Father gave me an end-time terminal generation of a clear vision of what was going on in the days of Noah. And He told me specifically that the time would come that the heavens would drop down and that beings would be introduced from out of our society. Aliens, if you will, that would be reintroduced, these fallen angels who produced the Nephilim of their transsexual translations as they come into the earth plane in third dimensional bodies, and they produce hardcore sexual perversion upon the earth. They taught man the magic of rebelling as they had done. They taught him the ancient rituals of war upon each other, and then the children of Satan became the permanent enemy of the sons of light. Now that we are down to, as it was in the days of Noah, when Noah and his offspring were the righteous seed of originality, being saved for seed's sake to begin anew, an age for the termination. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no second chance. After this age ends in the termination, and the climactic end is nearing, and I can hear the hoofbeats of the coming of Satan. Before the majestic King of the heavens drops down himself out of the heavens, Satan will come as a God. He will deceive the very elect. He will bring peace and prosperity. The Bible says that He and His angels will come in peacefully. The Bible says that He would deceive the very elect. And so the final climactic end time termination generation is just around the corner. How long will Satan reign? If he reigned 1,000 years, it would be a short time. If he reigned 2,000 years, it would be a short time. Did you know that if we believe the Bible, that our Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua in a flesh body, came into this earth plane, walked 33 years as a purposed, intended, prophetic prophecy that the Bible says in the 14th chapter of Zechariah that his feet would stand up on the Mount of Olives? Well, that's already happened, and that's a past age, past tense generation. Did it change the wicked and the evil generation? No, it did not. It promoted just the violence that was laid out in the prophetic Bible for Christ to endure the suffering as you are, because Satan recognized this child as the child of light, the light of the world, and they hated light and favored darkness. Well, we're in an end time generation of tremendous advance in technology. These technologies that have come upon the earth are to plague, take us away, instead of bringing us into an age of rest and an age of contentment. and an age to let the earth rest from its labor to produce food for the billions of people that are here walking and polluting, eating and drinking and being merry, having no thought of tomorrow, only for sufficient today. Do they seek the pleasures of sin for a season, not thinking about the eternal picture? And the big picture is the end time termination of this generation is just around the corner. We preach to you, but you haven't danced. We brought the music of the harmonic spheres of revelation of divine cosmic beginnings. But the world loves darkness as they did in the days of Noah, so will the end time termination generation of wickedness. They shall love darkness. They shall court darkness. They shall laugh and mock at the righteous. And they knew not until Noah shut the door of the ark and the floods came and destroyed all of those lawbreakers, those who refused to walk in, those who refused the covenant, those who refused to walk upright and keep the laws of God and fear Him. They went over to Satan's side when he changed the context of the very Bible of Revelation, and the instruction sheet was altered and changed and polluted, and it was diluted with the seed of unbelief. And so it is in our day, the 5013C crowd. Oh, how they sing. Oh, how they praise. How they shout. How they profile and style. As they dance and praise and shout and glorify a false god on the television. In the stadiums, they gather great crowds of cheering people that would stone a true prophet, that will not permit the truth to come in among them, that hate light and hate the prophets of light. They will turn their ears from hearing the truth and shall be turned into fables, into evil rulers of this dark world. Satan's children of rebellion is now at its highest peak. And there's nowhere to go but down toward destruction. For they that fear not God, those that will not keep His commandments, those that will not walk into the light, those that will not heed the gospel call, those that will not obey the prophets that God said, I will send to you, and they will preach in the streets, and they will sing the song of Zion, and they will call for you to come out of her, my people. That's out of the belly of the giant rebellion beast system that has been promoted and glorified, and she has a filthy cup in her hand. Oh, how beautiful she was in the eyes of John as she sat and as she drank from her filthy cup. All the fornication, all the spiritual adulteries, all the name changing that she encountered herself with, her power to change even the true name and put in a false name, and have the world deceived, wandering after the beast power, singing the praises of a false name, just like the people of Baal in the days of Elijah. Has anything changed since the days of Noah, Pastor Buddy? Yes, they have. For the worst. Let me repeat this. Has things changed? The Bible said wicked men will wax more evil. Well, is that a prophetic statement of truth? Yes, it is. Why? Because they have taken the great leap of technology, and they've hidden the secret powers to rule over the unsuspecting, deceived sheep of the earth. You see, that's why the Bible says for you in this age, in this generation, when you hear a preacher preach the truth, when you hear the sound of the prophet, just like David was instructed to wait until he heard the sound of the Shekinah in the mulberry tree. Father gave him a distinct sound that came forth from the mulberry tree. It was a humming. It was a vibration. It was a revelation. It was a correction of all the injustices and the evil that had been perpetrated by the evil, satanic, rebellious, demonic, reptilian serpents that crawl on the earth in three-piece suits and shiny shoes and a pocket full of usury money, sitting and ruling in the temples of Baal. And their God is the God of forces, the satanic power of his seed, his children, running around as the chosen people of God, when in reality they are the Canaanites of Cain and of their father, and the works of their father they will do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And these 501(c)(3) application denominational termination generation of Seemright are destroying the very elect. Deception is on every hand, as it was in the days of Noah. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the righteous of that day begin to cease out of the land. The Bible says that the bride and the bridegroom's voice will cease out of the land. Where are we in the time of trouble? Where are we in the time of disaster? Are you ready for the impending termination and the doom that's coming? Are you ready to hide yourself in the presence of Almighty God? Are you ready to wrap yourself as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace without any fear, without any reservation, and freely give yourself to the flame of fire to save yourself? Did you know that the same thing that destroyed the disobedient in the days of Noah saved the eight souls? It was water that saved, and it was water that destroyed. Did you know in the end time termination generation coming up to a city or a town or a country province near you is the termination of the end time age generation? When the great angel Michael, the war angel, as I said, sets one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, and he proclaims in a loud, majestic voice in the great name of Yahweh, that time will be no longer. Oh, I can see, as I saw clearly 40 years ago in a vision and a revelation that the Father gave me of the times and the days of Noah. He showed me clearly and distinctively what was happening. And he said, buddy, the same thing will happen to this end time generation. So therefore, when I reread the book of Matthew chapter 24, I knew the things that had been hidden from my eyes for all them days and ages that I had prayed and sought the Father, that he showed me clearly and distinctively that there's going to be a coming of Satan and his rebellious, satanic, reptilian angels. They're going to come in as shining lights. They're going to come in as ministers of righteousness. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Satan and his angels are ministers of light, transformed in the termination generation, and will lead the unsuspecting, the deceived, into the lake of fire. Where do we stand at this hour, Pastor Buddy? We are in the end time termination generation, just like it was in the days of Noah, when they would not hear the preacher preach. If we've got 500 years and the time is clicking now, and if we had 500 years, you're not promised tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You're not promised the next breath that you freely breathe. It may be polluted by Satan, destroyed. Did you know that the plan of the satanic New World Order is to destroy everyone up on the earth with the exception of about 900 million people? Did you know that that means that better than 4 billion of people must perish from the earth or more? Did you know that the plan for the end time generation of the satanic rebels that have joined forces with the League of Satan and made a covenant with him, as hell has made a covenant with death. Yahweh said, I shall disannul, and I shall break the bondage of your covenant. Your strong men will flee like a woman in flight. And you shall shake upon your bone at my presence when every wall upon the planet will fall and every mountain shall be moved out of its place by the preaching revelation of the end time generation of the Aquarius preachers at Yahweh is bringing forth the water of life and the gospel of salvation. For he said, if you believe on me, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is being set for the end time termination age for this generation. Choose this day. Choose wisely. Fast and pray for your redemption or your destruction draweth nigh. Now, when I say that with the two camps of distinct separation in mind. Light and darkness has no fellowship. You can't love the world and serve Yahweh. You say, oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You see, I have told you many times that is not in the original prints of the scriptures, of the oldest manuscript that you can read. It's not there. It's been added to the text. Why did they add that? They want you to think that God is a God of love and he loves everybody. And the New Age Antichrist system is teaching you that the God of love is to replace the God of judgment. Now, the ones that the fear of God's judgment is taken from the earth. And the Bible says that they will not fear God. They will not give him glory. They will not love him. They will not serve him. They will not keep his commandments. They will go a-whoring after the godless society. What is the godless society? A God promoting wealth and happiness and eating and drinking and being merry. That's the God of prosperity of Christianity. Pay and pray. And prosper. I call it the three P's. But it's going to turn fast into the three F's. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that means, you need to write Pastor Buddy about what the three F's mean. Failure is the first thing that comes to mind. Failure of those who have planned to rule the world. They will be brought down in one moment, in a twinkling of an eye, as Gabriel and Michael and the whole host of the angels of heaven get ready to mount up on the wings of their eagles. And ladies and gentlemen, I've seen these majestic ships. We're talking about a termination generation age of angelic beings with power at their fingertips, that the whole earth at their command would shake and shudder like a woman giving birth to an oversized child. Ladies and gentlemen, the birth of satanic age will bring forth the destruction and the termination of this end time age generation. For those who have chosen, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't kill and I don't steal and I go to church every Sunday and I listen to the Sunday school teacher and I go to church on Sunday night with the old lady and the children and we have such a marvelous time and we have such wonderful fellowship. I just wish the whole world could be like our little church. There's not enough truth in your church to get you to even fast one day. There's not enough revelation of what's coming to cause you to run out in the streets and fall upon your knees and pray and seek the grace and to hide you from the wrath of Almighty God. Did you know that this end time generation will wax worse and worse? Did you know that it's coming down to a black and white issue? Did you know that the Bible says that you must choose this day who you'll serve? You can't serve God, Satan, and the earth and love its pleasures more than you love Yahweh. The God of this earth has blinded their eyes to see, to get you to not fear, to give you God loves everybody mentality. And God wouldn't dare do this to me, or send my mother to hell, or send my daddy to hell, or send my children to hell. God wouldn't dare to do that. He loves us too much for that, Pastor Putty. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Those who died under the auspices of the law of God died without any mercy. For those who broke the law died without mercy. The Bible says in the New Testament, this is New Testament teaching, consider yourself. For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the end of the sinner and the ungodly and the deceived be? At the end of days, when you shall stand at his presence when he comes and bow the knee and give an account for every idle word, and be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the end time termination generation. We've visited you with four parts of this revelation of end time ages. If you'd like to have this series, just write me and say, Pastor Buddy, please send me the four-part series of the end time generation. Past, all those things happen to them for an example. The law is a schoolmaster. The schoolmaster taught us good things. But Satan come along and changed it into the New Testament, as he did by changing the Old Covenant when God said, the day that you eat it, you're going to die. And Satan come along and said, the day that you eat it, you shall surely not die. Added one word, N-O-T. Doesn't weigh a lot until you spell it backwards, and then it weighs a ton. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you without any hesitation in my spirit that if you are not prepared to face Him who said, I will require at the day and the end time when you stand before me that I give you this warning before you come and make the trip, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, to be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be not deceived, because your works will follow after you, and what you have done in your life will be required, and even every idle word that you speak. That's what type of serious person you ought to be. Oh, you say, well, do I have to be a prune and I can't laugh? You see, the righteous laugh all the time. The wicked only laugh for a moment. There's a coming a time when the righteous will laugh, they'll quit mourning, they'll quit being suffered, they'll quit being persecuted, they'll be quit hunting down like common criminals and persecuted and thrown into prison and to jails for their stand on the basis of truth. Did you know that truth is a suffering servant today? That the Bible says the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And did you know that 99% of the churches today, with their 501(c)(3) preachers, will not let the truth or the truth prophet come in and preach amongst them, because the prophets have nothing good to say? Did you know that Micah had nothing good to say to the king of Israel? That every time this wicked king and his allies came before the prophets to hear their good words, smooth speech and enticing words and encouragement to go up, O Micah, the true prophet of Yahweh, stood his ground. Did you know that when they come to hear the conclusion of the matter, did you know that they had O Micah in prison? Just a common and criminal for serving Yahweh. Did you know the time is returning? And they drug him up out of the hole of the prison. And they brought him down before the two kings that sat upon their throne with their staff and their assistants and their authority and their three-piece suit prophets. As they stood there and glamorized and glorified, and they sanitized the lion, cleaned it up and presented to the king, and he bought it. And old Micah gave him the word. He said, you shall not return victorious. And if you do, I'm a false prophet. And needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, they returned humiliated, dead, most of them dead. And they returned defeated at the word of the prophet. One prophet among all of the others who were singing the tune that the king wanted to hear. It's not what you want to hear that's good for you. Because the Bible said the truth is a hard saying, and who can hear it? And only the ones who fear Yahweh and keep His commandment will receive this message. This message will fall on so many deaf ears. They will continue on just like they are. They won't change a thing because they don't need nothing changed. Oh, they'll fear. They'll cut me off. They can't stand the truth. So I can't listen to that junk. And they'll turn on a basketball game. Or they'll try to listen to me and watch the ball game so that they won't miss the final score. You're going to miss the final score, all right. When Yahweh comes and scores a win against Satan and his angels and the reptilian demons and all the people that Satan has deceived, and takes them down to the lake of fire to be tormented for day and for forever from the presence of Almighty God and His righteous angels, and them, the righteous, will tread on the ashes of the wicked. And that day, the mourning of the wicked, the crying, the burning, the agony, and the agony of those who are cast out into outer darkness, where there will be eternal separation of light and darkness. The righteous will never fear one more time the evil of the cold hands of Satan. The lies of Satan. The truth lovers will rejoice in that day and be exceedingly glad when they hear the Father say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things. You've suffered with me, and you shall reign with me. You've come through many of the afflictions of the righteous, and I've delivered you now in the final end time to a reward in heaven and enter into the joy of the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Oh, I can see it now. As we're running to and fro in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when they permitted right in the Baal churches, they approved same-sex marriages. Oh, is that happening today in our Christian 501(c)(3) church age? Yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now against the law for you to even preach the hate message of the Bible. It's not accepted. It's been outlawed by the outlaws who have sought to break down God's laws and destroy His power and His word and take the fear of Almighty God away from the subjects that serve Him. Because there's no speedy execution against the wickedness of the world, because God has set a day and an age when He terminates. That's the day that you'll see the whole truth. That's the day when it'll be too late to pray, but they'll pray. That's the day that it'll be too late to run, but they will run. It'll be a day when it's too late to hide, but they'll hide. It's a day that it'll do them no good to dig, but they will dig and bore into the earth and into the dens and the caves of the earth. They shall flee to hide them from the great Shekinah presence of the righteous angels of Almighty God, for He's coming in Matthew 25:31 in flaming fire with all His holy angels with Him to destroy the wicked. That's a termination, end time age generation coming to a theater near you. And the star of the movie, if you really want to know what's going to make the headlines of that day, Yahweh came to the earth, and the earth shuddered and shook at His presence. Every wall fell down, according to the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. It was a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, but Jacob and his children were delivered. Oh my, what hope! What a promise! To keep the faith. What a promise to hold steadfast to the name. What a promise that we have to inherit the things that's laid up for them that love and serve the great name of our mighty Yah, our everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, it's going to be worth it in that day. Ladies and gentlemen, when you can hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, have you fought a good fight? Have you kept the faith? Have you haven't denied his name? A few have mounted up on the sides of the north with a congregation where I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High, that Satan and his angels will be cast down to hell, and forever they shall be separated in an eternal dark planet, a place of coldness, a place where they will burn in their envious hearts to escape, where every foul spirit will gnash upon you with their teeth. Have you been led down the path, the primrose path of everything is all right? When we live in the most evil generation since the days of Noah, did you know that the earth cannot get much more wicked by those who live in it? That the Bible said evil men shall wax worse and worse, and a time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, and the governments of this planet have even taken our prayers. We cannot worship a God because we might offend some godless, atheistic, stupid, miserable hunk of junk that calls himself a human. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder the wolves cry foul. No wonder they eat the innocent alive. No wonder they destroy our children. No wonder they create inventions to take away our people from the planet, so that the children of darkness can rule in the place of the children of light. And is it true that the evil will wax worse and worse? A day is coming when the Bible said Satan, the once mighty high-ranked authority, second in command to Almighty Yahweh, rebelled and he was cast out of heaven, confined to this earth until the end time termination generation of Isaiah 14:12-15, when it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Satan, O Lucifer, O son of the morning, pretender to be. He's not the son of the morning. He's the son of darkness. He's a seemrite. He's a star that has no light, but he acts like he's got the light. And many people are following in the footsteps of darkness. And the Bible said, if that light be in you darkness, how great is that darkness? Where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How thou cut down to the ground that weakened the nations, for thou hast said in the heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. And yet, you shall be brought down to hell. You shall be brought down to the sides of the pit. Revelations chapter 12, verse 79, what prompted me to pray and seek the Father for the revelation of Genesis chapter 10. I was given this information when it says in the seventh verse of Revelation 12, there was war in heaven. Satan and his angels were dismissed. They shall never walk on the shores of Beulah land. They shall never return back from whence they were thrown from. And on this earth, those who have walked with him, those who have joined forces with him, those who believe that the mighty armies cannot be defeated, those who believe in the inventions of technology that can't be defeated, you're on the losing side. Because the weapons that we have are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of the strongholds of the satanic 501(c)(3) crowd that has built up a wall of seemright righteousness, and inside it's nothing but filthy, reptilian, shape-shifting demons in three-piece suits that comb their hair and manicure their nails, and drive beautiful cars, and preach false messages of contentment, and everything is fine. Pay, pray, and prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. My time is always ending too soon. I'm just getting wound up in the gospel to preach the gospel to the little sheep of my flock. This is Pastor Bud, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call, and I'm glad to have you aboard tonight. I want you to pray for our ministry. We need your help. Dr. Gary tells me that we're getting behind again on our radio time. We really need you to help. We've got others that help us and make tremendous sacrifices to help us financially. We need your help. If you can help us at any measure of tithing, please remember, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, I preach you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach to you the message I preach. I would compromise and go back to where I came. I came out of a very prosperous ministry, and I sacrificed all that to have this truth. I'll remain faithful till the day that I depart this world, because I will keep the faith. I will never deny his name, and I'll walk with him in white. I might suffer here for the things that have been denied me for the truth's sake. I shall gather in the coming kingdom, where he said, lay up your treasures in heaven, where the thief, Satan, and his angels can never walk again. It has been cleaned and sanitized. Not even one whiff or smell or one memory of the satanic rebellious angels where they walked on the shores of the distant planet of Mount Zion. On the earth where the wicked walked, there shall be a cleansing fire come upon the earth and burn everything that can't go through the fire. Make sure you got a fireproof insurance when the fire falls. It'll protect you. It's the only material given to guarantee you that you can go through the fire. Well, if you'd like to call me tonight, simply call me. Pastor Buddy, I'm live here on the 18th day of the 6th month of June. Live and direct on WWCR around the world on the mighty voice of the transmitting jewel of the South, the Cadillac of the industry, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to the Shepherd's Call. Well, this is my address. Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, again, get the zip code. That's important. 37824. If you'd like to, put it in brackets, and you'll get escape the perennial clause that they put in there to put a number system on everything, but you can do that, and then we'll understand. But you don't have to do that. 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me live here on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee tonight with you, I'm glad to be in your presence. It's an honor that you would hear such strong evidence of preaching to the end time terminal generation. If you've been with me and you've been a regular subscriber, stay tuned, for we will get our CDs in the mailing list to you as soon as possible with this four-part series of the ages, past, present, future, and the one between the present and the future. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about tonight. And the whole message has been about this one thing. There is coming a time when the angel will step in between the present generation age and the future age. There shall be a cutting off of time. So then we've actually got four ages to look for: the past age, the present age, the termination age, and the future age. That judgment age of termination will determine where you go. Where you're going to spend eternity is going to be very important. It's worth suffering here for a short time to reign with him a long time. If you deny him here, he's going to deny you there. If you won't serve him here, you ain't going to serve him there. If you ain't keep his commandments here, you ain't going to keep him up there. You ain't even going to get a chance, because he knows them that love him And they that say they love him and won't keep his commandments, they're simply liars and the truth ain't in them. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, let me give it to you again. That's, you can call me live tonight. You can call me tonight or anytime at 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to support my supporters, we have Dr. Gary, and you can order products that will help our radio ministry because he supports and makes up what we don't get made up. Dr. Gary always comes in and makes it up. He's been a faithful supporter of the Shepherd's Call Ministry and Pastor Buddy. He's been on here himself live many times, and he's a wonderful man. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Now, Dr. Gary, don't forget him, 1-877-289-7439. Now, we have an exciting product that we have offered you in the past, and this comes to you from my good buddy in Michigan, Brother Paul. And Brother Paul has a toll-free number. You can call him also, Dr. Gary or Dr. Paul. Oh, call both of them. Paul's number is 1-800-253-2748, and that's the STEM Enhance of the ability to support the natural release of adult stem cells. A lot of good things are happening about that product. We'll share some more that way as time goes on after we get confirmation of some of the things we've heard about this product is incredible. So you need to check that out. That's Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old time on the clock has become my enemy once again, caught up with me, and I've got to get out of here. And remember tonight, you're listening to Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I love you very much. Many blessings to you down the way. I'll see you as we continue next Sunday night live on WWCR around the world on the mighty voice, WWCR 5070. Dixie, hoorah, hoorah, for Dixie's land we take our stand and live or die for Dixie. Two farms, and conquer peace for Dixie. Two farms, and conquer peace for Dixie. Here's no danger, shun no lever, lift up rifle, pike, and saber. Two arms in Dixie. Shoulder pressing close to shoulder, let the odds make each heart fuller. Two arms in Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie, hoorah, hoorah. For Dixie's land we take our stand, and live or die for Dixie. Two arms, and conquer peace for Dixie.